My flat, as you see, it still doesn't have even a door.
Oleksiy Morozov is looking to the future, one where a treasured past in this apartment will be rebuilt.
Of course, it was not a flat, it was a big hole here.
Yeah.
And with lots of dust and lots of glasses around.
On the third day of the war, these images were seen around the world, a shocking demonstration that civilians in Ukraine's capital were in the firing line. Oleksiy and his family had moved to a nearby bomb shelter only hours earlier.
It's more strange, it's more amazing that my children asked me to move. Sorry. My boy, he's 9 years old, and he doesn't understand what does war means.
Oleksiy and his wife Maria lived here with their daughter and two sons. It was their youngest boy, Mikola, who came to them the night before the strike.
He went to our bedroom here and asked us, parents, please, let's go to the shelter, because the television tells us that it's a safe place and we have to move. And then we move.
It's extraordinary. I mean, how do you reflect on that now? I mean, that's...
Now I understand that the God exists.
The floor peeled away and hanging in the void was the one that supported his son's bunk bed.
So if my boys would sleep in this room and, this night, I'm sure, yeah.
He and his fellow residents raised tens of thousands of dollars in the days after the strike to buy supports to keep the building intact. Now the Kyiv city government is funding the reconstruction of all the affected floors.
What happened here back in February was a stark symbol of the sheer scale of the war that was coming to Ukraine. The efforts to rebuild here are, of course, pragmatic and required for those who used to live here, but they're also symbolic for a country that wants to demonstrate resilience.
Can you still visualize it in your mind, what it used to look
like?
Of
course, I remember how it looked.
For Oleksiy, there are no doubts about returning here. He wants to put his old apartment, his family's life, back together as it was.
If our angel was so strong to prevent us from this rocket, we do not scare nothing. We were scaring nothing here.
This war may be grinding on into the winter, but for Oleksiy and his family, an important personal victory is in sight. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.